Pligi the Rav Chonin, and they did this now on Rav Chonin. The Yomer Rav Chonin, Rav Chonin says no. Kol ha'posik kula l'shura nemru. If this posik of Eretz Chita Soyev Geth and Tenu Rimon, Torah says the Seda of the Zayin Aminim, it's not come to tell us Chashidus or the Peris, which Peri comes first Bilch of Brochus. I mean, even according to first Mom, the Yom, it's not a derisive de galocha, because with derisive you don't have to make Brochus before you eat Peris. It means it's the Smachta. The Smachta from this posik you've seen, which Peri is more Choshid, but maybe it's a throw now when you go to make a bracha on the more chashav one, that's what you should make the bracha on. Now Rav Chonin thinks on this. The Yom Rav Chonin, kol ha'postik kula l'shurim nemer. You know, this postik of Eretz Chit Tesor is not coming to tell us the chshivas of the peris. It's not telling you which peri is better off than the next peri. It's coming to tell me something else for Gamri. It's coming to tell me l'shurim. The Torah, there's a lot of different halakhas of shurim in the Torah, and it's connected to these peris. The Tanan. Now, chita, when the Torah says first thing, wheat. What's the shear have to do with wheat? The tanan. Ha nichnas lebeis samanuga. You go into a house that there's a neger in the house. So, halacha is, a person goes into the bayis, the person becomes tummy. The kelim al ksefa. Let's say he's carrying his kelim, his coat. He's not wearing it, he's carrying it. The sandal v'tabata b'yodai. He's carrying his shoes or he's carrying his ring. He is halacha hu v'hein tamei miyad. As soon as he walks into the house for a second, he's tummy, and these kelim also become tummy. So you love us, kelim. Let's say the person that walks into this house that has a nega is wearing his clothing. He's not carrying them, he's wearing them. The sandal of a raglav is wearing his shoes. The tabosav of yetvosav is wearing a ring on his hands. Then it depends. Who tummy miyad? The person becomes tummy as soon as he walks in there. The hain turim, but his kelim at turim, at yeshoi b'chachir pras. Until you wait inside the house, the amount of time it would take you to eat a loaf of bread. Pas chitim, what type of bread? A bread made from wheat? V'loi pasar, not a pas from barley. Mesa v'yoichol v'liftim. The way you would eat it, sitting down, with lifting, with something to eat it, with making a shmak, goes a little bit faster. Rashi, pas chitim nechomar, eat it faster. Before that, Rashi, before. Rashi, beisam luga. You go into the house that has a neger in there, you become tummy. Tummy's one day till the night time. For like siv kibis begoyim, doesn't say right away you have to wash your clothing. Mashm your clothing is not tummy. It says, but if you eat in the house, then you chabas is begoyim. Then your clothing will become tummy. Now, vidashin b'shin means b'shoyashir achila. When you wait inside the house, the amount of time will take you to eat this loaf of bread. The afilu lo yechli lo yedinit the bread. Midachsid b'seifa. The pasuk says the end. The asherik of the bayis echabes is begodin. If you lie down in the room, you have to wash it. Hilchach hanich nas boy. If you walk in, the noise says begodin. You're carrying your clothing imai. Shleike derech ma'bushay ein ever begodin. That's not called your begodin. Or tamei miyad. That's coming right away. Shaf behen anikoy of abu alabayis. It's fitted. You came into the house now. No, if you shulayvish ben, but when you're wearing your clothing, then boyishia, then the clothing only becomes tummy if you wait a little bit in this house of the Beis Amnuga. How long do you have to wait? Achilas prat, chatzi kika, half of a loaf of bread. Shishiru bechakolim eserim, shulkulay mazin shtei sudas, chatzi mazin sudach. Half of it is a mazin of one sudah. Pas chitya nechomar. The shear eat up a wheat bread, eat it faster. Meisa derech haseva when you're lying down. Right to shinichelas mar, eat it faster. Shein apoyin onav, you have to turn around. And also eat it with lift on, eat it faster. So the Torah says, chita, that's the shear, how long you have to wait in the house to become tummy of a goddam. So then the Torah says, the shear of a bali, the tanan, etzem kisar, you have an etzem of a mace. Even though it's only the size of a bali, is metama b'maga b'masa, or the ain't a metama b'yoyim. If you touch it or you carry this bone, it's metamiyu, tumas nais, tumas shivam, v'yena metame b'yoyim. But you have no tumas oil if you go into it. If in this house is only a bone of a nais, it's not metame b'yoyim. So the Torah says, sorry for this year. Geffen, Torah says, geffen, grapes, because they revius yain l'nozir. That the shear revius for a yain to be over his isa. The drasha, they revius yain l'nozir. Ocho chatsanim, for a nozir, eats the chatsanim v'zagin, the pits and the shells of grapes, for luvim, or the stems of it, to shear revius yain, the shear of a revius yain, chayim. Now, the yain shear revius yain, revius mayim shovim. If it only shuts it up by water, you have a different amount than you measure it through wine. So, luchos, you have to measure it with wine, not with water. The fi shayin av, wine is thick. The amayim klushin, water is very easy. The yesh brevias yayin yoyt v'mash yesh brevias mayim. Now remember, Mnuchis. Therefore, you have to go boss to the shear of yayin. That's why it says geffen. Weiter, Taina, what does it say figs for? Kegregris. That's a locha by Shabbos. Zrashi Lotsoy Shabbos, the Tanan. Hamoisi Oichlim, somebody carries out food on Shabbos. How much of a shear do you have to carry with you? Bichayiv? Kegregris. Vitania Vesha, the size of a dried out fig. Rimain, says pomegranates, Gretnan. Call Kli Balebatin. Anytime a Balabos, a private person, owns a Kli. The question is if it's Tomei, a Kli Cheris only becomes Tor if you break it. What's cool if you broke the Kli, you can't use it anymore? Shiurim, to remind him. You have to make such a big hole that even remind him go through it. Because the Balabos even has a small hole that Vaisim go through it, you can still hold it to collect other things in it. So it has to be such a big hole that even remind him go through it, that's called a broken Kli, and the tumor goes off the Kli. Vayta Eretz Zayis Shemin. What does the Pasuk say? Zayis Aleph. On Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Eretz Shekol Shirer Kezayisim. And Eretz Yisrael means Mediraisa, all the Shir Matera is sold in a Zayis, eating the Shir of an Aleph. For the Gemara, Kol Shirer, psychobabic, when you say all the Shir Matera, Rika Hanach the Amorim, we just got finished saying a lot of other Shirim. We have Shirim of Hita, Tzaira, different Shirim. What do you mean all the Shirim are only with the Zayis? Have the Gemara El Eretz Shirayim Shirum Kezaitim. Roll of our Shirum is Tolan Achila, how much do you have to eat? Whether to be Yetzim Mitzvah, whether to be over an Averis, how much of an Achila do you have to have? You have to eat the Shir of a Kezayis. So Terah says Zayis, that's Rob Shirum. So Trashi, Shirayim Shirum, Achila Chelev, if you Chelev, Dam, Meister Figel. Kiddush in Rashi, Chul of Dam is a Maskish, but Tolan Leviyah. And Rashi says, Dam also has been of a Shir of an Achila of a Kezayis. So I call upon him, Rov Achilles is the Shir Yafi the Kezayim. Rashi says to the Ovi Surin, who are doing to Mekayim Mitzvah Smatzah, we have to eat the Shir of the Zayis, that's called an Achilles. The Vash, the Torah says the Vash, honey, it doesn't really mean honey, it means tomorrow means the date. So what's the Shir of a date? Kekoyseve Sagasav Yom HaKippurim. That's the Shir how much you have to eat on Yom Kippur to be Chayef Koros. Because in Kippur it's not enough just to eat the Kezayis, you have to eat more to be Chayef Koros in a Teresol and Yisubi Daita. Trashi Dvash, Ha'omer Batarim, the Teres says Dvash, Hai Dvash Tomorrow, it means the date. Because service eat tomorrow, that's the date. So you see, the Lechman Yoma then says that the Postig is not talking about the Chshivis of the Teres. You have no raya, one Teres is more Chashiv than the other one, that's why the Teres put in this Seder. The Teres is telling you different as Machtis, it's telling you Yaloch is the Shurim. It's called a Tarakul, the Shurim are telling in the Teres about Yisrael. So according to this man, the Yom, you have no raya, such as you of the Kedima, that one Peri is more Choshev than the other Peri, go boss to the Kedima. So according to the first man, the Yom, Rav Chanan, that he says, Rav Yirmiya, the Yom Rav Yosef, the Tamer Rav Yitzchak, call a Muktim Apostik, the Muktim Bracha, for that man, the Yom, you have a raya, such as you of Kedimis in Brachas. That according to the first man, the Yom, the Torah said the Seder of these fruits in this order to tell us the Chshivas. That one is more chasher than the other one. So we're saying this Talmud, this machlokes. If you can say there's such a machlokes in Kedima and be marked them one over the other, it's only how you dash in these pesukim. So the Gemara, the Eidach, what did the other man Yom do with all these shirim? And the Gemara, Hani shirim behead you mixivli. Because the man Yom says this prophet is talking about the shvach of the peris. They're telling you which peri is more chasher for Kedima and Brochit. So the Gemara, according to Ramban Yoma, how does he know the Shirim? And for the Gemara, Hani Shirim, the head you make Sivir, that these Shirim say the Ferish and the Ferah, where the Torah says a Zayas, or the Torah says a Chita, the Torah means the Shir of a base of Muga. El Midrabbanan, Avad, this only when Midrabbanan were making these Shirim. Well, cross Machtabi Alma. When this Pasuk is only in this Machtabi Alma, it's going to Shreh, he holds the Pasuk. It's talking about the Kedima. Which Peri is more Chashu than the other Peri? Ayakasha, how does he know them the Shirim? So if you even call to the other man the Yom, the Torah doesn't say the Ferish, what Shirim we're talking about, it just means it's an Asmachta. The Torah used these Peris, because from these Peris you could also see Shirim. But it's not sure that that's the Shirim from other places. It doesn't say the Ferish and the Torah anywhere here. Bakoponim, that's the two machloikis from before. If it passed the machloikis, Safilu, Bishain, Birchoseim, Shavis, it also passed the machloikis. Or not? So tomorrow, Rav Chisda of Rav Hamnuna had a Yasve Bisudosa. They were both sitting in the middle of the meal, they're both eating with Suda. I still a Kamayo in the middle of the Suda, they brought in front of them Tamari Urimoni. They brought in front of them figs, dates, and pomegranates they brought. Ishok of Rav Hamnuna Baruch, Atam Liberation. Rav Hamnuna went and took the dates, and he made a bracha, Baruch Kreis on it first. But soon, say, even though it's the middle of the meal, but since these things are not boi machmas hasuda, they're like dessert, it's born like kinuach hasuda, you have to make a bracha on them even in the middle of the meal. So question, which one should make the bar parades on? He took the tzmorim, he took the dates and made the bracha on that one first. Omele Rav Chisda, lo yisvira le ma'a loho diyam Rav Yosef. Don't you hold, like we learned before, Rav Yosef said over, v'tem Rav Yitzchok, that kol ha-muktim v'posek zeh, kodim le-bracha, that the reason why the Pasuk said this Seder of Eretz Chit the servant of Gesson Tamarinam, it said this Seder of Dvaran to tell me this is a Seder how to make brachas, that a Chit is more chashav than a Seder is more chashav than a Gesson. So here the question, you have a Tamarim which is dates, and you have Rimonim, the Chur Tamarim says at the end of the second Pasuk. So Barat says all the way at the end the Chur Rimon should come first. So why did you make the Borei Parades on the Tamarim on the dates? You should have made the Borei Parades on the remaining. That comes before in the Pasuk. Or Malay gave Materis, no. Zeh Sheni Loretz. Because in the Pasuk there are two different Sukkim. And the Torah says the word Eretz in between, divides it up. So you have the first five Teres, then it starts over again. Nochmo, it says Zayis and Dvash. So Dvash is second to the word Oretz. The Zeh Chamisha Loretz. Remaining is the fifth Teres from the first word of Oretz. Therefore, Tamarim is more chashiv than Rimonim, because Tamarim is second. It says Eretz Zayis Shemen Udvash. So Zayis Shemen means olives, and then Dvash means Tamarim. So that's second from the Eretz, and Rimonim from the first Eretz to the fifth one. So therefore, you go both to the word Eretz. So Tamarim is more chashiv than Rimonim. So we use right to make the Borei Parades on the Tamarim over the Rimonim. That's a Mishul Eretz. Amalei told back to him, Man Yoiv Lo Nagra, who's going to give me a Nagra, the Pazal and the Shamincha? Like iron shoes, I want to ask you to listen to you to say that you're saying very good things, like I'm a Kabbalah what you said. Said Rashi, Zeh Sheni L'Oretz, said Rashi, Eretz, Zayis, Shemen, Udvash. That's what the Pasuk says. Eretz, then it says Zayis, Shemen, Olives, Udvash, which means dates. The Yachsid is safe for the Kruah. Is hifstik eretz, the process it puts in between the word eretz as a seder to stop the seder. Now, since it says zaysim first after the word eretz and tomorrow second, they're more choshev than tainim remainim. Shall remain chamishil eretz haksuva bereisha mikra, because remain is fifth from the word eretz. Udvash sheni eretz haksuva b'seifa. Therefore, second is better than the fifth. So he was right to make the bracha Borei Parades on the Tamarim, on the dates, over the making on the remaining of the pomegranates. So he answered that, Man Yerba Nagra Paz, is there a Raglayim Shabazla, who gives me eye and feet, means I'll run after you to say that, listen to what you're saying. You're saying very good.
But the
Zayas, you have the Zayas Nechid, the Avada Chita comes first. Because Avada, the first postig is better. So if you have equal one and one, Avada first is good. Second, and second also the first is better. Just the third, negative 1-2, the 1-2 comes before the third. That's to say that verb, that there is a chshiva said min shiva. Now halacha we pass through here that we pass through like this, that if it's a question of one bracha, they're both fruits, that's a question of which pay we should make the bar plate, then we hold min shiva is better, and which min shiva, you go boss of the pasuk. If you have tomorrow and dates here and remind him, you go boss it tomorrow, you go boss the first one that says in the Pasuk, that's no question to make the Borei Parades on. But that's only where it's one Borei Parades. The question is which pair we should make the bracha on first, then we go boss him in Shiva. But in the case we have a pre-eight and a pre-hadama, two different pairs that you have to make two separate brachas anyway, then we don't hold from the Shivas of Min Shiva. Then you go boss the Chavis. If to you, you Badafka like this swing, you want to eat the radish first, to you love that, you're allowed to make the Borei Parades on that first, and then you make the burnt grape on the zayis later. The dika we hold that like Ula, the first shita. The dika machlekes rabbanim and Yehuda is only b'shebereseim shavi, where they're both only one bracha bor create. And if the question which one should it be chal on, then we go b'asim in shiva. When you have two different brachas, then you don't go b'asim in shiva. You go b'asim the one that's more chaviv to you. So more itma. Where is the galach here? Itma. Heviyu lifneihim te'enim v'yanotim b'tei chasuda. In the middle of eating the meal, you already washed, you made a moitzi. In the middle of the meal, now they brought you tea, tame him some figs, they're not him some grapes. So what's the luck? You have to make a bracha now, we're not in the middle of the meal. Omer Rafuna, Tunim bracha lefneim. You have to make a bori priyate before you eat it, even though it's the middle of the meal. Since it's not koyim, since we'll soon see, it's not koyim machmas apas, or machmas the sudah. However, the ain tunim bracha lachreim. You don't have to make an alayt v'alpureyit after them. This for sure benching patis. Birkos amotim patis for this. That's the way. Pas malocham. You have to make a bracha rishoyna and not a bracha achreina. The chayin omer of Nachman, Sentinel Nachman says, tunim bracha lefneim. You have to make a bracha before you start eating these peris, even though it's the middle of the meal. The ain tunim bracha lachreim. You don't have to make a bracha after them. You Rashi. It's not coming to make the bread taste better. If it's coming just like to smear it on the bread, then it's toppled to the bread. You don't have to make a bracha because the ikur is the bread and the bread patis. We're talking about here in the middle of the meal, sometimes you want to make a sweet taste in your mouth, not because you want to eat it with the bread, it's not really part of the sudah. Like dessert, you want to end off with a sweet taste. The peris is alocha mevorach lefneim. You have to make a bracha before you start eating it. The last tefillah minu. It's not tuffle to the pot. So soon we'll see a big machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The kitzah, Rashi learns the yesod alamol that bread, pot is the sudah, it's always the pshat is you're making a mitzvah on the bread. Now all the food is like a tuffle to the bread. It's coming to make the bread taste better. So since it's a tuffle to the bread, that's why you don't have to make a bracha on the food. Let's say you're going to have some food that's not a tuffle to the bread. Let's say like a cereal in the middle of the meal. If you're not eating the cereal with the bread, Rashi Shita is you have to make a bracha on it. But lacha we don't hold like Rashi. We'll soon see lacha we hold like Tosfos. But the longer says Rashi learns that brachas hamitzi the ikur is only on the bread. The reason why on meat or on the vegetables you don't have to make a bracha is because the meat is like a tuffle to the bread. It's coming to make the bread taste better. That's Rashi Shita. If it's not coming to make the bread taste better, you would have to make a bracha. Halacha we are like Tosfos Shita like that. The Tosfos Shita is our brachas hamitzi is like a bracha on the sugar. Anything that's rogel to eat to fill you up for the sudam, when you made the moitzi, that's like the svara. The bread is the most chashuv thing of the sudam. So chomu or kaveya make like one bracha on the sudam. So you take the most chashuv thing is the bread. You make the moitzi on the bread. That part is anything that's boin machmut a sudam that's coming to fill you up. So therefore, a cereal, even though you're not eating with the bread itself, eating it by itself, you don't have to make another bracha on it. Because it's part of the meal, it's eating as part of the sudah, and we make a moitzi that part is those sudah. A sudah means things that fill you up, that's made in you. Mashenken, eating dessert, that's called kinuach ha-sudah, just to wash down at the end, to leave well for a sweet taste, that's not called part of the sudah. For that, you have to make a bracha. Right, we'll soon see. But Rashi's lashon here is not like that. Rashi's lashon is, laf tfeila ninu, that you say that it has to be a tuffle to the bread. We'll soon see. So here that these fruits are not a tuffle to the bread, because these according to Tosfos are not coming to be mason, it's not like part of the ikur asuda, you have to make a bracha on them. So Rashi learn lachrayim, the bracha samosim pechrosim, because benching part is it. So the Marv Rav Sheshes, some Rav Sheshes hold no. Tune in bracha bein lefneim bein lachrayim. He holds the chiddush, if you eat fruit in the middle of the meal, you even have to make a bracha achrayim on them. So Rashi bein lefneim bein lachrayim, to lay poter el imidi design. Benching only part is something that's filling. So that's the whole Azana Sakal that's filling you. The Ani Lezayin Shreiz holds that since fruit is not something that's made and fills you up, so benching doesn't part it. And we don't pass the Shreiz, that's the Shreiz Shita. The Ayat is the Shreiz Sachidish. Shein lo chodover, shetoyin bracha lefond, there's nothing to need a bracha before it. The Ayin tona bracha liachav, there's nothing to need a bracha afterward, Ela pasta baba kistin. Only pasta baba kistin is type of cake. Cake, you don't have to make a bracha achorina. Bilvat. So tomorrow, pligi de rabchia, but that, let's see Rashi first. Pasta baba kistin, Rashi also mechudas and rashita here. Pasta baba kistin, posh, that's like cake. Rashi liachar achilo bracha samozit. Rashi says, even after you finish eating and you're benched already. Now you take a piece of cake like. So you regula the rugal lovi kistin to bring kistin behind kolayis. That's like dried out wheat. It's good for the heart. Honey kistin the maliba. The dried out wheat is good for the heart. With it they used to bring pas, type of a cake. Shenilushim tavlin, it was mixed up with a lot of honey with it, with tavlin, spices to it. Came ushli shalonu. They're making in the shape of a bird. The lonis like trees. The oichlin may hand up a muat, eat a little bit. Since they put a lot of spice, a lot of sugar into it, the yagoyz and meshkedim, a lot of nuts into it. Or my cholam muat, they'll eat a little bit of it. Lo yatino bracha megimum. You don't even have to make an alamichir on it. Neither do they have the just like we had before on bread made from rice. If you have a rice bread, on rice before we had, you make a burning mezonos to start off with. But the bracha chayin is like klum, is only burning a portion. We don't have to make an ala michya. Rashi sheet is very shveh, it says dingzach and Rashi, because Rashi shows this type of a cake, so good you didn't have to wash because there was a lot of other ingredients into the dough, so you only made a burning mezonos, but why don't you have to make an ala michya? So Rashi says the chiddush, since he only ate a little bit of it, it wasn't so choshev, even though Avadi had a kezayis, you don't have to make an alamichyam. That's the way Rashi learns. Tzayis is dingzach in Rashi, and Tzayis learns Avada on cake, that we do, and here after the sugar, you have to make a berry mezonos, and you have to make an alamichyam Avada. So the Gemara is talking about in the middle of the meal. If you ate cake in the middle of the meal, there are sheshes as moidot, that you only have to make a bracha rishonim, and not a bracha achronim. But when does Rosh Hashanah say you have to make a bracha rishon, a bracha achronah, that's only by fruit? Like Rashi says, because fruit is not mazen. Fruit doesn't fill you up. Therefore, your benching doesn't potter it. Mashaykin pasta baba kistin with type of a cake, which is filling, so there Rosh Hashanah is masking. All you have to do is just make a bracha rishonah and not a bracha achronah. But if you eat cake after the meal, we pass my faces, you have to make a bracha rishonah and a bracha achronah. So that's not a shalom. Rashi doesn't say that's the most pachas because Rashi is a different story because Rashi is like pas oiris. It's not a shalom kezayis here. Avadi ate it. Yeah, it doesn't move it, but Avadi it wasn't kezayis here. Vaisa opligi de Reb Chiya. Versus both of them now are dinas of Reb Chiya. Yom Reb Chiya. Pas peteris kol mini michael. Reb Chiya holds no. When you make a mitzi on bread, it potters the whole sudha. No matter what you want to eat fruits and desserts and ice cream, pas potters it. But we don't pass like Reb Chiya, Muslim see. And also the Chiya also the Locha, the Yayin Poita Kol Mini Mashkim. If you take Yayin and you have any other drink in front of you when you made the Bar Priya Gofin, that passes all of the Mashkim. We pass like that. If you have wine in front of you, if you have wine and you have any other drink, beer and soda, and the Shasha drinking the wine, you know you can drink the other drinks, you make a Bar Priya Gofin, and that passes all type of Shtiyah. Trashi Pas Peteris, Bein Lefnei Bein Achrei. That's Reb Chiya Shita. So we think of on the Bchiyah. Now, Omer Rav Papa, what's the Maskona? Hilchasa. Dvorim haboyim machmas ha-sudam. Pitech ha-sudam. Things that come at the derech teat in the middle of the sudam. Like Tais learns, anything that's filling, like meat and vegetables, things yit ikra sudam. Ein tu nebroch ala lefneim ol achreim. You don't have to make a broch at the beginning of the end. That's what we do. We make a moitzi. And that part is everything that's a derech to come in the middle of the sudam. Vishamoy machmas ha-sudam pitech ha-sudam. That's like fruit dessert. It's not coming to fill you up. It's not machmas ha-sud. Sud means things that fill you up. It's only coming the knuach ha-sud at the end to wash down the taste, to leave you with a sweet taste. And you're eating in the middle of the meal, b'teich ha-sudim, then the loch is tun the bracha lefneim, like we do on dessert. You're supposed to make a bar of priates, or whatever it is, a shakol, make a bracha on that first. The tun the bracha lachreim, but you do not have to make a bracha achreina. The bracha achreina was same as the benching part of it. Mashenkin liachar asuda. The loch of the Tais learned that liachar asuda in the Gemara's times, after they finished the whole suda, they used to take away the table, and something like a Viennese table, used to bring a whole new table in to sit down, a new type of an eating now. So the old table they would take away before they benched, and they go to a new table there and start eating over there. So in such a case like that, there's two nebrocha, brain lefnei and brain lachrein. You have to make a brocha both at the beginning and both at the end. And since you took away the whole first table of gamri, so the zist, the first to the ended. So it's a new eating right now, you have to make a brocha rishon and brocha achreina. The lach is brought down, we don't have this Indian today. The only time will be shaykh is maybe by a chasna, we have a vi in his table. But there's still a little chilat. Because the gemara's time is, they used to take the whole table out of here away, and bring a whole new table in. So that the old siddur ended. Today though, we never take away our table. Even if we bring in dessert and more peris and more peris, the table is still here. So even by reading the table, when you go to eat over there, the mikveh you're supposed to do is take it back to the table and finish eating here. But you're supposed to go back to the bench by the original table. So it's not so posh that we have that halacha today. But the most time is they took away the whole table and made the siddur ended. So in this case, you have to make bracha rishena and a bracha achrena. I just told you over the loch that we hold. And let's see Rashi. Rashi Shita is different. Rashi learns like this. Dvorim ha-boyim achmet ha-suda. Rashi learns things that are coming achmet ha-suda. Once Rashi Shita lil fois them as a pass. Only if it's coming, like you said, Rashi Shita is, they only put it if it's a topple to the bread. It has to be coming to make the bread taste good. As you're eating your meat with the bread, eating your vegetables with the bread, then ain't turn a bracha. Why? To every lot failure. Because all this food then is a topple to the bread. Hilkach, kol midyas at Rashi, bein mazon, whether it's a filling thing, bein teres, shevino lifton, if it's coming to make the bread taste good, ain't by bracha l'afon of achra. Don't have to make a bracha at the beginning or a bracha at the end, because you say it is, it's a topple to the bread. Mashenkin, shaloi machmas ha-sudah b'dech ha-sudah, you bring something even in the middle of a meal. But it's not machmas ha-sudah, what does that mean, Rashi Shittam? Kegrein. Baitza, you bring cereal in the middle of the meal with Rashi. V'chein krub, you take a cabbage. V'tradim beets, she'enim liftim. It's not coming to make the bread taste better. Oboyim l'mozul l'saiva, it's coming to fill you up and make you feel happy. Halt Rashi, tuna bracha l'fneim. You have to make a bracha l'shayna. You eat cereal in the middle of the meal, according to Rashi, you have to make a bracha l'shayna. Why? The last failure in you. Like we said before, Rashi's Yisraeli, you make a mitzvah on bread, the bracha is only on the bread. And it only parts the thing that's toppled to the bread. But if you're eating cereal not with the bread, it's not toppled to the bread, you have to make a new bracha on it. The last failing in you. V'yena b'chla lechem klo, not b'chla the bread. The nifta b'bracha sa mitzvah. To say you could be potter with the bracha sa mitzvah. That's Rashi Shita. The lerli achrayim, Rashi, why the meaning more than since it's something that fills you up. Or brechas a mazon petrosit. Since you bench anything that's filling, benching part of you. Now Rashi learns dvorim or gilov leachar suda, that means we're going teres, fruits. No, that has nothing to do with filling you up. It's just a sweet taste. It is afilu avim mutecha suda. When Rashi afilu you eat the teres in the middle of the suda, shalei machmas lifton. It's not coming to make the bread taste better. And then tuna bracha bein lifneyim. Why the last filling in you? This dessert, the teres, is not coming to make the bread taste better. Therefore, you have to make a bracha rishon or Rashi Shita. And here, like Rashi Chiddush, bein lachreim, the ein bracha amozayin, poch rosa lab mazayin inu. Because it's like Rosh Hashanah Rashi is talking, that since it's not something that's filling, benching doesn't potter it. So, contra Rashi, if you eat apples in the middle of the Sudan, you have to make a bracha rishon and a bracha achreina. This is out Rashi Shita. Well, Allah, we have passed now like Taisus. Let's look in Taisus inside. At the end of the Taisus, the Hilkos saw. And it says here, Al-Kain Pirish Reed. Near the end of the place of Ilkasar, our came to the shree like this. Dvorim aboyim machmas ha-sudah. What does that mean? It's a sudah claimer. Haregilim lovei machmas ha-sudah v'pas. Anything that's usually eaten in the middle of a meal when you eat bread. Shiregilim lochim v'pas. Hagoyin boser v'dogim v'chol mini kadeira. V'evim v'teich ha-sudah. And it's brought in the middle of the meal. Even though it's not with the bread, mamish, not the svara, it's coming to make the bread taste better. It's a svara, it's something eating in the middle of the suda. It's a intuna bracha lefem lachrayim. Afilu achlam b'lay suda. Gufmeyatzlam b'lay pas. Even eating it now without the bread. That's what we hold. If you eat your chicken without the bread, you don't have to make a bracha on the chicken. Te'chivun de'mishum pas ha'im boyim. Since we're saying the ikku of the suda is the bread. So anything eating in the middle of the suda is ha'pas petros and the pas papas it. But things you don't have that's not rug with the kub in the middle of the suda, which means things that's not filling, could go into my reminion like Paris, the shako Paris, and we give them little face them as a path, the chalasa down to come teeth with the path with the suda, then to the brachal of Neyim, the chiv and the lav nishum lift the nosim, and a path patrosim. Find the crab nachman. That's what we're paskin. How we say it is that anything that's wrong with the kum in the middle of the suda, that's filling, we say the brach on the pot is the whole suda. You don't have to make a brach mishan a brach achroinim. Just desserts, that since that's not something that's filling, that's only commonly kinuach has to do, it's only come to make it taste better, then the lach is you have to make a brach mishanah, but not a brach achroinim. Alamai said there is an achroikas achroinim, someone has said that today. Since everybody's rug of eating desserts, so dessert is ready called Machmet HaSudah ready. It's a shteiger for all sudis to have desserts, to have your kamputs.